This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com and by all of you, Patreon.com/TheGroupQuest. Both links will be on, or they are there on, TheGroupQuest.com. In today's GQDN, dated 2/17/2022, we have, well, Politan has a game, some Cyberpunk 2077 news, and a little bit of EA Games. But we start tonight with a little bit of Blizzard. They have switched from Fanatics over to their own site via Legends. The Gear Store is back. This comes to us from Wowhead.com, and this really does look like the old store before it went to Fanatics. Now, it is kind of sad that they do leave Fanatics, you know, because Fanatics does give away some good discounts, you know, like every day. But it's also good to see that they have their own store again. So you can go check that out at gear.blizzard.com. Lots of good stuff there. And like I said, Peloton, now you can play a video game while you work out. This comes to us from Engadget.com, and it now has a new series of workouts that mimic a racing game. So when you have a game that's hooked up to something that rides, or if you're running on a stationary track, it really does give some adventure, at least for those who play video games, and it really is about time that they do something like that. So there's a lot of different tracks, and by the way, the game is called Lane Break, and there's a lot of different tracks are with it, and you can listen to some of the background with basically David Bowie, Bruno Mars, and maybe quite a few others down the line. So hey, have fun. If you got a Peloton, download it, get it, go. Now, the Epic Games celebrates 500 million accounts. This comes to us from WCCF Tech, and really, this is just good news for Epic, even though they're probably one of the worst desktop apps, because that's what that is. But still, and really with the Unreal Engine, for those that make games, it's really good. It's a really good engine. So, hey, congratulations to them, and we'll see what happens next. And talking about Epic and what really helps them to get there, this comes to us from Destructoid.com. Chris Tales will be free on the Epic Games Store. Now, it is basically a Nintendo Switch, but still, when it goes to the Epic Games Store as free, that should get a pretty good haul of numbers. So it's not going to be like a big sale because it's free, but still, it'll be good for them. And as far as what Chris Tales goes, Destructoid's basically saying it's a good RPG at the time. So if the studio that makes the game makes a good storyline, should be a good game. Now we go to Cyberpunk 2077, and, well, it's not very good. See, PS4 users received, data is corrupted, and here's one thing. This comes to us from Julie Dragon, KS300, or at Karen KS300, quote, and this is on Twitter. But I say, quote, anyone else on base PS4, disc copy, mind you, on Cyberpunk 2077, getting this after 1.5 is installed. Cannot start the application. The data is corrupted. Spread word to hashtag CD Projekt Red. So, CD Projekt Red responded, quote, we are aware of an issue where cannot start the application, the data is corrupted. Delete the application from PS4 and insert the disk again. Error message appears to be, after updating the game to 1.5.1 on PS4 and looking into it. We're submitting a ticket. This issues. Please provide your PSN ID, CUSA code, and region set on your console. So, There's nothing more on that right now, but if it does get fixed, we'll let you know. So sorry, PlayStation users. Now we go from accepting some blame to blaming others, because this comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and apparently EA is believing that Halo Infinite contributed to the dismal sales of Battlefield 2042. There was a town hall meeting with EA, said the disappointing launch of 2042, and they were talking about improving the game and how the franchise would move forward. Laura Mail, I might have screwed up the name, and I do apologize if I did. The EA's chief studio officer said, quote, "The company has failed to meet the expectations of our players, and also clearly missed our own expectations," unquote. Not a direct quote. So I did a little bit of alterations to that one, but most of it's a quote. So we shall see what happens. There's more of what she said up on Eurogamer.net. So if you're a Patreon, the links are already there in our Discord. Now, this comes to us from EA.com. And Madden 22 will be on EA Play. Because if you are a part of EA Play, members will get more Madden NFL 22 when the game enters the playlist when it appears on February 17th, today. So, there are different things that will come in, along with the major boost from the EA Play Supercharged Pack, and it'll feature 8 elite players to help you with your team, and the pack will be available from February 17th to March 15th. It's almost a month. And you can get a gear set each month. Members also save 10% on pre-orders and the mutt points. Yeah, I don't buy points. That's just me. But anyway, this coming to us from GameInformer.com, and Crunchyroll is coming to Nintendo Switch. Now, this is not a big surprise, because you have Netflix on various apps. I do have it up on my PlayStation along with Spotify. So, really, this is not a surprise at all. But still, it is good to have something like this, you know, for Nintendo, because now they have at least something that is not a game that you can watch. Now, Crunchyroll is basically there for, you know, anime lovers. So, you know, we'll see what happens after this. We'll see you tomorrow for more news, obviously. And you can find us up on thegroupquest.com, and all the shows are on Dawnforge. You can check out all the podcasts that Dawnforge has on the Dawnforge.com. While you're at it, go check out stackup.org. This has been a Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2022. All rights are reserved. See you tomorrow.